Good evening, Gary Smith, Andrew Danlishan. Congratulations on a fine 2-0 victory at home to Royston Town. Gary, a much needed win this evening.
Yeah, a much needed win for different reasons. You know, obviously we know we needed to pick up 3 points tonight to pull us back in contention. We didn't want to lose any more ground. Obviously the chasing pack had caught us up and overtaken us, so it was important that we got the victory, but it was more important for the boys in that dressing room, and I'm proud of every single one of them tonight. I thought the effort, work rate, application and desire tonight was top draw against a very good Royston team that have been on a fantastic run in recent weeks, and they've won a lot of football matches. They're a big, strong, physical side, but I thought man for man the boys stood up and they were counted tonight, that's for sure.
Andrew, the team looked very different compared to Saturday's performance. Tonight they looked resolute and never really looked like conceding a goal this evening.
Yeah, I think that the lads' energy levels and discipline and desire to do the ugly side of football in terms of close down the ball, deny time and space, was there, like, clear to see for everyone who came to the game. I'm delighted for the team, really, because I was speaking to Smudge and saying that I think that's our most important game up to this point in terms of management, after losing a few games in a row and sort of having some questions against us, or sort of we've had a blip. So for me, that's the biggest game of our managerial career. And the lads, I think, as well as wanting to obviously bounce back, like Smudge says, they recognise that. So I've got to say a tremendous thanks to the lads tonight, because the effort and application down to a man that they put in was top draw. And I think that what you just said as well, like, we didn't look like conceding. I don't know how many headers the back four have won, Gunders, Snoop, Forde, Goffey. I think that Jazz Singh, whatever he had to do today, he did clean and he did well, and I'm really happy for him, because he, you know, had a bit of you know, a patchy time, but he's a great goalkeeper. And the lads in front of him, their work rate from Dan Crean through to the midfield, the two wins, it was just tremendous.
Gary, as you already alluded to, Royston were on a great run. I think it was one defeat in their last 21 matches, all the way back to Barwell in November. So, you know, what was the key to beating them tonight?
It was just, you know, we just obviously we had to stick together, and we had to work and roll our sleeves up and put our bodies on the line for each other. And that was something we made them aware of, and they were aware of it as well before. We knew that we would have to stand up and be counted against a big physical side. And I thought, like, you know, we've said before, I thought man for man, the boys, the effort today was absolutely brilliant. And once you know, sometimes you put that work rate in and that effort in, and you'll get your rewards. And I thought that's what happened tonight. It wasn't probably the prettiest game in terms of getting the ball down and playing a lot, but it was effective. We were effective in what we did. We nullified the threat of Royston. We've got some fantastic players, and obviously they came with a game plan, but we were able to nullify that. We scored our goals at the right time tonight. The penalty came at the perfect time for us, because you know, for a little period in that second half at the beginning, I thought Royston were on top. We defended well, and then obviously we broke away down the other end, and we got the penalty, and that turned the game on its head, you know, really upside down for us, and we managed the game really, really well after that.
Andrew, there were a few nasty tackles this evening. The game was really keenly fought, but there were a few naughty ones that went in as well. None more so on Ahmed Obing, who actually had to come off injured, and I need to ask how he is, really.
Yeah, Ahmed's like a rubber. He gets knocked down and he bounces back up. But I think he takes, because of the speed that he travels at, and the ability, ball manipulation wise, he's got, he takes a lot of knocks. He even took one for the penalty. He was brave to get in there. He's okay at the moment. He's bounced back up again after a couple of knocks he's had in previous games. So obviously the medical team will assess him and see how he is. But we're hoping that on Thursday he'll be okay. Okay. For a recovery session and that, and go from there. But he looks okay.
Ahmed's another player that's been out of the side, and he's had to be patient, but he's had his chance in the last couple of games. How did you rate his performance this evening?
In terms of Ahmed, I thought he was excellent. He shows a lot of pace and energy, What I will say as well is you asked the question of sort of what we did tonight in terms of game plan, in terms of how he's carried out the roles and responsibilities we've asked from him in his position. It was phenomenal. Some of the recovery runs that he's made over 30 metres to get back into a hole, into a gap, to cover a ball or to intercept a ball. For me, they're the things what wins games of football. Obviously, we see the goals and stuff like that, but off the ball, his work, his transitions was excellent, and then he's still got the energy and the desire and commitment then to transition and go higher up the pitch to break through or go 1v1 or make a run for the penalty. I thought his all-round contribution was tremendous, and he epitomised really what we was about today.
Gary, next up is Hitchin on Saturday, another home game, another big game. They all are, of course. Aside Hitchin, who have picked up some great results of late as well, and even this evening I believe they were 2-0 down and come back and finished 3-3. Yeah. What can you expect from Hitchin?
Yeah, another tough game. Like you said, it's going to be another battle. We'll pick the boys up after tonight. They'll get their rest period in, and then we'll plan again on the training ground on Thursday. In preparation for Hitchin, which will be another tough game, but it carries a lot of incentive for us because, you know, we put ourselves right back up where we want to be, and if we pick up another 3 points, then that'll give, you know, the other teams around us a bit of a headache as well. So important game for us, another one where I want to be picking up the points, and I'm sure the boys in there want to be doing that as well. So we want to keep everybody smiling and keep everybody happy.
They set the benchmark tonight as well, didn't they, in terms of application?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Chaps, as always, thank you very much for your time, and we'll catch up with you again on Saturday.
Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers.